Johnny's carter hunting went to the wildest hills and walls, to the fairest young lady in all England. Young Johnny had a child. King Edward wrote him a broad letter, signed it with his hand, saying, "Give you this to Johnny Scott as soon as he does land." When Johnny got the broad letter, his eyes filled up with tears. "If I go back to fair England, I fear I may never return." But out and spake his old age father from the chamber where he lay, saying, "A thousand guards I'll send with you to keep you in company." When Johnny came to the king's old door, he jingled at the bell. There was no one so ready as the owl witch herself to rise up and let him in. "Are you the king of Holborn?" she said, "or James, or Scottish king? Or are you the bastard's father?" she said, "from my ear land has came." "Oh, I'm not the king of Holborn," he said, "nor James, your Scottish king. I am a noble young prince," he said, "from Ireland is king." Word unto the kitchen went, word unto the hall, word unto the parlour went, among the nobles all. "There is an Italian lives in this house, he's slain many as a three, and tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, it's by his sword you'll be." But Johnny and the Italian fought till the blood flew like the rain, till the last on the top of Johnny's broadsword, the Italian was sorely slain. He put his hand onto his hip, he cried loud and shrill, "Are there any more of your English Italians who wish to be sorely slain?" He put his hands onto his hips, he cried loud and high, "A priest, a priest," young Johnny cried, "to wed my love and I."